Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
See you, Bruce. It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast, in the biggest way possible, hanging out. The bad seed, broken in a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around. Bad attitude, bad taste, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in Cincinnati, the Mecca, beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby, at the media center, the Mandalay Bay, where the fishes fly. On a pain-free Friday, Pharrell's doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up, 100, 200, along with Carver High in New York City, people dressed in Pat's Band, Brett and Travis, some kind of fashion shake it up, Shadoobie, and Mafia, along with Luke, I am your father. We bring you the final day from Vegas on coast to coast before Sunday's game. Don't forget Sunday, I'm live with Morenci and the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri, 6:30 till end game from the Sports Grid studios down the Jersey show. Birthday roll call, Jalen Green, 22, Saquon Barkley, 27, with Leighton Vander Esch, Logan Ryan, 33, Nigel Dawes, 39, Jameer Nelson, 42, Vlade Guerrero, 48, Orlando Bobo, 50, with Brad Maynard. 53 club is Paul O'Neill, Ken Felder, Jim Miller, Jason Matthews, the double nickel club, Todd Lydon, Jimmy Smith, the 57 steak sauce, Todd Pratt, Stephen Moore, David Brandon's 59, John Crux 63, Jesus, I'm old, Mookie Wilson 68, Andre Savard 71, Danny White 72, Mookie, I told you, how about Mookie, your boy Mookie Carver High, Vince Papali 78 from the great movie about the Philadelphia Eagles played by Invincibles was the name of the movie. Good call, Mafia, I would have never remembered that from Wahlberg. I think he was in that. Mark Wahlberg and the Wahlbergers. I love that family making burgers. I love them. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM Channel 159, and Sports Byline and their affiliates. I just met a bunch of people from Sports Byline. That's my guy Deepak holding it down in the city by the bay. I just talked to some of their hosts. It was really cool. I can't remember their names because I'm a horrible human being. And we want to thank SiriusXM for again having us as their guest at the Super Bowl on the main stage at the Sirius compound in the Super Bowl every single year. Our thanks to Scott Greenstein, Eric Spitz, Steve Cohen, everybody involved from SiriusXM and SiriusXM Sports and our channel 159. All right, big show today, Carver High. DJ Moore is going to be here allegedly from the Chicago Bears. Of course, all of these guests that I'm going to rattle off are alleged. Alleged. Plus the incomparable Flava Flav, a member of Public Enemy, and my good friend Chuck D. Flava Flav is here. Now, I saw him here before, and I don't know if he's left, but we're going to try to get him back here to do the show because he's really the one guy that I want to talk to. Yesterday it was the Iceman, Chuck Liddell. Today it's Flava Flav, who is my top guest, in my opinion. The most meaningless, but the best. Chris Johnson, the former NFL running back, will join us. Donovan McNabb has done the show before. He's coming back for more. Then again, who doesn't? Juwan Johnson of the Saints will join us. Also, today, listen to this. The Carver High Sheet of Integrity is unveiled on the Friday before the Super Bowl. And Carver High's Tutty Picks for the Super Bowl. These are the greatest moments in one's life. So prepare yourself and get your pen and pencil ready and a sheet of paper to write down everything from the sheet of integrity and his tutty picks. Mark Schlereth will join us from NFL on Fox. Of course, you know him. He won the Super Bowl as a player. Plus, Clarissa Shields, the fighter, the champion boxer and PFL fighter, Clarissa Shields, who I am clearly afraid of. Marshall Faulk, the Hall of Famer, allegedly coming to see us today. And Dr. Zhivago, Dr. David Chow, who I saw, and surprisingly, Carver High. Dr. Zhivago is almost as big as me and Mafia. He's literally like 6'3 and a half. He doesn't look like it on TV, but he is actually 6'3 and a half. And Kieran Williams, the Rams running back, will also join us. And, I mean, it is starting early and often here, right out of the gates. What's up, brother? DJ Moore, styling. The Bears, great wide receiver. You know, we're going to start with a bang today, Carver. All right, we got DJ here, so let's rock and roll. Log and load. So I know for a fact that you had a badass season, badass numbers, badass catches, badass targets, badass TDs, over 1,300 yards. That's just off the top of my head. And I'm like 8 tutties at least. And then they want to draft some little college kid in his diapers and get rid of your quarterback. Now, listen, I'm just not having it. Didn't I have who did I have yesterday, the Bear? Khalil. Herbert, your boy Orange Sherbert, Herbert. And he said the same thing. I said, we can't have this nonsense with, and it really is nonsense in my view. You got to stick with Justin, son, because I'll tell you what, if you don't want him, I'll take him in Pittsburgh.
No.
They'll take him in Hot Town. You don't want to lose your boy.
No, I don't want to lose him at all. I'm sticking my neck out on for him this whole time, so I hope we keep Justin.
You know that kid's going to be great or whatever and drafted. This is the way it works. You got drafted. Everybody gets drafted that makes it into the show. But when you're already, like, in bed with someone that's that exciting and that creative and that ankle breaker, just like, you, like, dude, you had huge games with this cat. So I'd be into that. I'd be like, man, don't be messing up with my plans over here, son.
All right, yeah, you don't want to mess a good thing up. But at the end of the day, it's a business, and I can't control that. I get paid a lot of money, but not that much money.
It is a business. It is a ruthless business. Do you find it painful dealing with it, or do you just have this dude do it, and then you have to slice him off a piece? I know that when my wife, who's hot, by the way, when she signs that check to the agent, when I pay his mortgage every month, she presses real hard on the check.
Right.
When your check is writing hard and it goes through to the next check, like on the, you know, the thing you can do one check and you put the little card underneath it so it doesn't bleed over, she goes right through that writing the check. The agent cut is... it's painful.
Yeah,
that I think you should negotiate your own deals when you got ice like that, son. You don't need an agent.
I need an agent.
Who's your agent?
Drew Rosenhaus.
Oh, I know Drew. I'm good friends with Drew. He's all about the Canes, baby.
Yeah,
he's all about Miami, son. Cane Day, Carver, did you hear that? That's our boy Rosenhaus. He's down there in South FLA. He needs to get rid of that Mario Cristobal down there. He can't coach either. Go back to Oregon. Go to Cuba. Do you think he should go to Cuba? He hasn't won. Can't win a ball game. Can't win a game. Meanwhile, he's got all 5 stars. 5-star athletes, they can't win a game.
Yeah, 5 stars is a hot commodity.
So listen, I bought like $1,000 worth of new Cane gear because I was so fat.
Mm-hmm.
I had to re-up and get all new stuff from like the last time I spent $1,000 on Cane's gear. I just all re-upped. I got all kinds of, I got the full black hoodie Canes. I got a green full hoodie Canes. I got an open up hoodie. I got the Kevin Durant hoodie short sleeve. Listen, good luck with your quarterback problem.
Thank you.
And have fun in the Windy City. They need a new stadium. That place is a dump you play in.
Need a dome.
Good to meet you, bro.
Nice to meet you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All Well, you know, BetMGM's getting ready for Big Game 58 on Sunday, and you can bet $5 to get $158 instantly in bonus bets. It's the greatest thing that ever happened in the world. You got to get the BetMGM Sportsbook mobile app, download it on iOS or Android, or visit BetMGM.com, open an account with at least $5, place a bet, standard odds, $5 on anything, win or lose, doesn't matter, you're going to get $158 instantaneously into your account, and then you keep rolling with it moving forward. And I think you're going to love it. Check it out at BetMGM.com. $5 bet, get $158, baby. You're soaking wet in cash and bonus bets. I had my account, I just wanted to say, open here, as you know, Mafia, in Vegas. I was betting tremendous amounts of money on several bets every day. I bet on everything, A to Z, every sport, every game, almost, like, you know, if I knew what was going on with the teams, I was betting on it. I bet on everything. And then today, I got to the point where I had, like, a nice bit of money in there. I made some money. I lost some money, then made more money, then lost a little, then made a bunch of money, and then I took it all today, and I went all the way to the Mendoza line, and I basically bet all of it. I bet all of it. I bet all the money. There's literally $50 left in the account because I bet everything down to 50. I left a 50 piece in there just to keep it alive, right, and above water. And then, if I hit a bunch of bets today, if I get lucky and hit a bunch of bets, Coffee, there's your boy over there. You got to snag him. He's leaving. Anyway, then I'll load it up and I'll make a bunch of money. I'll have a bunch of money in it when I come back to Vegas. But I have to tell you, 6 days here is enough for me. I've had a blast. I've raged. I partied. I did this. I did that. I gambled. We had it all going. The rum, the food, the steaks. I had another steak last night, Carver High. I had a steak, a rum. I gambled heavily. I watched the Vegas Golden Knights game. I watched the Denver Laker game. I had all that going. And then today, the final hoorah, soldier hoorah, final show. So I figured I'd, do the show, have a big show, and then go out with a bang. So I bet all my money on every game tonight in the NBA, NHL, and college basketball. There's only three college basketball games tonight, but they're good. So, like, I think I'm going to have fun with it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking, I looked at the games already. You got NBA games, like, there's about six of them. Denver, Sacramento, New Orleans, the Lakers, I think, are the best games. All the other games are kind of lame. Philly's all banged up. But I like that Dayton VCU. I like that San Diego State at Reno against Alfred's Nevada Wolfpack. And the Colorado State game is in Fort Collins, where Jesus is. And they're laying 16 against San Jose State. Now, at some point, Coffee, you got to get him. And like he's saying hi to people. He'll never make it here. My man is like out there doing photo ops and making out with chicks, and he's got it all going, and we're over here waiting for him, so hopefully we'll get him in. That was the one dude I kind of wanted to talk to as well, your boy, Flava. So, anyway, so tonight I bet on everything. And then in the hockey, and there were, I'm not doing anything else with the three games except betting on all of them. And then there's three NHL games. The Penguins are in St. Paul. The Rangers and Blackhawks are in Chicago. So, like, the Rangers are playing the high school team in the Windy City at the United Center. And then Edmonton's at the Pond against the Ducks in Anaheim. So, Penguins in mini. I got in on that. I mean, I bet everything today. I'm going to go out with a bang because I'm leaving early in the morning tomorrow to do the show. So, I think he's going to take so many pictures of people that he's not going to do the interview. That's what's going to happen here. We got about 2 minutes for this dude, and he's just not, he's not cooperating. We can't get him away from the people. So he's so popular that the chicks will not let him do this show. But when he does do it, I'll have 1 minute to tell him that I'm friends with Chuck. And then I'll say, thanks for coming. Remember the one we did yesterday? I think I did an interview yesterday where I had a guy, I don't remember who it was. He literally sat down for 1 minute with me and then left. I thought the guy was really cool. So I blame that chick for ruining our interview. I actually blame her. She's not hot. She's not hot. Heart to heart, she's not hot, and so, like, I'm not going to give her any credit other than she's ruined our interview. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to blame her for this. She's hugged him 45 times in less than 3 minutes. They should get married, these two. So, you know, honestly, just forget it, honestly, at this point. Now he comes up with 1 minute left. We can't get him to cooperate with us, and I will call people out. So here he is, Flava. I'm Pharrell. We got a minute, man. You got so many chicks that want you. So many chicks that want you. Literally, I can't even get the chicks off of you to get you to do the interview. Flav, what up?
What's up, baby?
What up, kid? What up, kid?
I am here.
Listen.
I am here with you, man. I know I'm everywhere, but I'm here with you, baby.
So you won't believe this.
What's going on?
Tell
me.
I'm an old fella. And I'm 58, pretty as a girl, but I'm friends with your boy, Chuck.
Okay.
So I go way back with Chuck.
Wow.
Chuck's been on my show a million times at Howard Stern. I live in New York City. I go back way back with you guys from the beginning. Fan of your work and friends with Chuck.
Wow.
It's crazy that he'd like be friends with some old white dude like Pharrell. here we are on Sports Grid TV and Sirius XM, and you were the only person I have a lot of Hall of Famers and legends that are coming on the show today, football players, and I didn't give a rat's ass about any of them. The only one I wanted to meet was Flava.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
That's big, man. Yo, we outside. We here. We outside, baby.
It's going to be huge.
What's going on, man?
Have you been having fun in Vegas?
Man, I've been having fun here in Vegas, man. And not only that, but just enjoying the feeling of just having a Super Bowl here.
How about the feel of those glasses from Gucci? I mean, those are maybe the greatest things I've ever seen.
Yes, sir.
Roll
up. Yeah, yeah.
Diamond glasses.
That's right.
I mean, you're pimping.
And compliments to my boy Flo Rida. Flo Rida gave me these glasses.
Pimping ain't easy when you look that good.
Hey,
honestly.
First of all, they told me pimping wasn't easy until I saw you.
I'm telling you, I feel pretty good. I just had open heart surgery too, and I'm alive.
Yo,
I saved my life, and then he slept with my wife.
Listen,
unbelievable.
Congratulations that you're still here. That you're still here.
Do you remember when Chuck used to wear the pirate hat? So I'm from Pittsburgh. I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Man, yeah, and Chuck is the one that made the Pittsburgh Pirates.
That's right. He put us on the map.
Yeah, him and also the Raiders.
Where are you living now these days?
Right here in Las Vegas.
In Sin City. You like it?
Right here in Las Vegas. This is my backyard.
No wonder you can't walk through this media center without getting hugged 1,000 times and taking pictures.
Man. Yeah, I'm home.
You're blinded.
I'm home, man. I'm in my backyard right now, man. And it feels good to have the Super Bowl in my backyard for the first time.
Who are you rooting for?
Well,
I hate both of them. Niners, I don't want to have 6 because I'm a Steeler fan. They have 6. And I hate the Chiefs just because I do. Because I'm a Steeler fan.
Well, I want to see the Chiefs do it because of Patrick Mahomes. He's my favorite quarterback in the NFL beside Lamar Jackson.
He's a badass. And Lamar's my favorite player. But as a Steeler fan, I hate the Ravens. I just love him. What I want to do is trade the entire Steeler team for Lamar Jackson.
Wow. And
trade
you know
whole
what?
Team.
And I guarantee you Lamar can hold the weight.
And he's got his second
Lamar can
MVP.
Carry the weight. Lamar can carry the weight. Yo, Lamar can even throw passes to himself.
Yeah. He had a bad
score
game.
Touchdown.
Bad title game. But he got the bling last night. He got the award last night.
That's
Listen,
right.
Listen, Flavor, I love you. Thanks
I love
for coming
you too,
by.
Man. Thank
Enjoy
you for
the
having
Super
me.
Bowl. You look fantastic. I'm glad you're well. I'm
Thank
glad
you,
you're
man.
Healthy. Tell Chuck D. Pharrell says hi.
I promise you I will, my guy.
My man.
My man.
Flavor Flav styling.
Yeah, boy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So, Carver High, that was your boy, Flava Pharrella, hanging out here for a couple minutes with us at SB 58 in Vegas. He is very popular. He cannot walk 10 steps without being accosted and photographed and doing selfies and hugs and kisses. And I mean, this guy gets mobbed like Elvis in this place. I didn't know he lived in Vegas. You know, Mafia remembers Chuck D used to do the show all the time in New York. He's a huge sports fan. And Chuck liked Pharrell on the bench back in the day when Public Enemy was touring and they were hot and they were doing their thing. And then I remember we put him on when they came back to do more, like they had a renaissance, right? And I love Chuck, and I'd never met Flava until today. What'd you think of that, Carver High? Very popular, Flava.
Nice job. It was hard to get him over, like you said, but eventually very you got hard. Him in the chair and you made it happen. So very good. We're rolling along here. Off to a great start on a Friday, as we are.
I probably lost 4 minutes of that interview to some cachet of women that wanted to feel him. They wanted to feel him and hug him and squeeze him like Charmin. And then they finally, I was on air. I actually was on air, and I told the chick, I'm like, just get this dude.
Get him up here. Let's go.
I was looking at the PR chick kept looking at me, and I'm like, what are we doing here, honey? Honestly, because I'm going to lose my temper here in a minute, and it won't be nice. It'll be ugly. So we're literally popping guests in here left and right. And here comes another one right now, Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson on his way in for you.
Yeah, you remember this guy. He was a badass. My man.
He could fly.
Styling. I'm trying to, Chris might actually have the greatest bling yet in a week of shows on TV here. He may be pimping the greatest bling yet that I've seen. Now, remember, the number one rated bling, and you have to help me, Carver. I don't remember. I have early for Alzheimer's. Was the guy with the Jesus gold chain hanging from his neck? It was literally Jesus on the cross, and it was like $100,000 piece. It was Kendrick Bourne. Have you seen Kendrick Bourne's Jesus bling?
No, I ain't seen it yet. He's here.
Well, it says the king on the diamonds, and underneath it, it's full on like Jesus on the cross.
Oh wow!
I mean, full on. I mean, the only thing it didn't have was like blood dripping and a crown, but it was pure gold. Oh, but I think between the 2K ice and the watch, and that over there. So I have a heart monitor, and you have a $100,000 wrist bracelet. I have a heart monitor after I had open heart surgery. That, look what this says, 30 minutes to the morgue. So I was dying, and this guy saved my life. That's what they gave me. This is what you get when you play in the NFL and you're as much of a badass as you were, a three-time Pro Bowler, son. What up, kid?
Those were
glory years in Smashville.
Yeah.
Did you like Smash?
Yeah, Las Vegas was pretty cool.
Did you think, you know what's cool about that place? I used to go to this like Havana room down there in downtown. You could smoke cigars and drink.
Mm-hmm.
That was tight, son.
Yeah.
There's not many places you can go bust off a stogie and have a three fingers. You know what I mean? Anymore, you can't smoke anywhere. But I went there in Smashville, and I mean, I had a good time. I called hockey games in that Bridgestone Arena. I did NHL play-by-play.
Over.
That was when I went there, and they're like, no drinking, no fraternizing, no partying. And I was like, yeah, all right, later. I went to the Havana room. I don't need you.
Yeah, when you, Nashville, they building up so much right now. They got so much stuff to do there now.
All the musicians, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And there's more than just country there now. It's just become the scene. You called it Nash Vegas.
Nash Vegas.
Where do you live now?
I live in Orlando.
Oh, you grew up in Orlando.
Yeah, I grew up there.
How did you pick East Carolina to ply your trade? How did that come about? Because you know what? I have a problem with them. Every time I bet against them, I lose money. In basketball or football.
Yeah. It was just crazy. Like, they was kind of like one of my only D1 offers. And out of those offers, they was the school that was bringing me in to play running back. So my decision was easy.
It was easy, and then because you had a plan, and it worked. And then what did your family think when you finally got drafted and made it to the NFL? And then I think your first 3 years, you were a Pro Bowler.
Yeah. It was amazing. They enjoyed it. They loved it. It was the experience, not just for myself, but them too. Being able to go different places and take them different
and
places.
Have money.
Like, have money, like take them to the Super Bowl, take them to Hawaii.
Yeah, Hawaii's nice.
Yeah, all those different things.
I had a place there in Kona on the Big Island.
Over. girl?
You know what's up. When I lived in L.A., that's where I went on vacation. Yeah. And then when you live in New York City, you got to go to kind of Caribbean. I go down to St. Martin and wherever, Kitts, wherever. But when you live in L.A., I used to go to there and Bora Bora.
Yeah.
I go out in the Pacific. Yeah. It's Gandhi there. I had a guy here yesterday that I have two friends that live there, Trey Wingo and Jason Harris from Jerome Baker, that dude that plays for the... Trey Wingo used to be on ESPN.
Yeah, yeah.
Jerome Baker is the guy that plays for the Dolphins, but the Bong Company, that guy lives in Maui. Oh. And I used to go there all the time. It's awesome. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And you go there, you're styling. Did you... you racked up like 10 large at least in the NFL, I remember. Like, I remember this off the top of my head. It's not like I'm sitting there reading from a book. I remember you clean. Then you went to... I think you had a bad year in New York where you're like, I hate these people. And then you went to Arizona, right?
Arizona, yeah.
Did you like the Valley?
The Valley was awesome.
You liked it?
Yeah.
You had some tight years there. It was good.
Yeah. I love Arizona. My best place was the city. I love New York, the city. The team went not so well. Arizona was lovely. Tennessee was lovely.
They just didn't use you, the Jets, or what? I mean, what was the deal? Because
it was almost
like Dalvin Cook there. They went and got him and then didn't use him.
Yeah, they didn't use him.
What a waste of time. Yeah,
they didn't use me.
City's jumping.
Yeah, it is. It was nice.
It's way jumping.
Yeah.
So when you retired, what have you been doing?
Real estate.
Oh, do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. Airbnbs.
Oh, so you get those rented out, like some big, fat-ass cribs for people on vacation?
Yep. 7-bedroom, 5 baths.
Where? All down in Florida?
Down in Orlando. Yeah, by Disney World.
Is it like, Disney's jumping. Is it big business down there?
Yeah, big business.
Have you thought about expanding it everywhere else, like in Miami and Lauderdale and Palm Beach?
Yeah, I actually got one currently now being built in Miami, Brickell, Miami.
That's nice.
Yeah, I got one.
I used to live there.
Yeah.
I used to hang down there. I'm lucky I got out of there. That's like being here. You're lucky you get out. Yeah. I get on that plane tomorrow morning. If I get out alive, I'm Gandhi.
Are you leaving tomorrow?
I'm leaving tomorrow. So I'm calling the game Sunday night from back in New York. And right. Sports Grid is a streaming gambling network, so it's like crack for bettors. Right. And millions of fans watch our network because they bet on... the NFL and everything else. They bet on if the sun's going to come out. So we're like their, like ESPN's for sports fans. We're for bettors. We're like their fix. It's the greatest thing I've ever done. It's really cool. So we do the games live, right? Like, so on Sundays, I do NFL at 1 o'clock till 4:30. And then those 4:25 games come on. We flip another show. I do it every week. And then I'll do the Super Bowl Sunday at 6:30 till end game. And millions of people watch every hour. It's insane.
Yeah.
And I do it from our network studios in New York, because I live in New York.
They should have let you stay in Vegas.
I used to live here.
They should let you stay in Vegas.
I lived here twice. I should be dead. I was covered in escorts. Are we on the air? Don't talk about escorts on the air. Stop talking about hookers. Okay. And then when I lived in Miami, same thing. I should be dead. I was like Tony Montana down there. I became like a coke kingpin who was selling kilos for Giselle DeBlanco and Medellin. I'm just lying right through my teeth right now. I was actually like a nerdy white guy with a tan.
Right.
I look good, though. Yeah, hey, listen. So you're selling cribs. Who do you think is going to win the game? I mean, do you care? Because I don't want the Niners to win because I'm a Steeler fan. I don't want him to have 6. Mm-hmm. And then I don't like the Chiefs because I just don't like them because they never lose. They're always in the Super Bowl. I'm sick and tired of them. They're the king. You got to kill the king.
I think KC going to do it.
KC's going to do it because of Mahomes. So. He's the devil.
I think he's the devil. You think so?
Well, because he never loses. I mean, you can bet against him and you're going to lose all your money.
Right. And
that's what happened.
Travis Kelce.
And this guy, you can't even, not even the brothers can guard this guy, slow, fat, white guy. That'd be like me playing. You'd truck me. Why can't they keep up with that white boy? He's slow and fat.
Yeah, he know how to run routes.
He knows how to find that open spot and get the ball, and he don't drop it. Like 90% of the time, he catches it.
But
listen, you were fantastic. I love watching you play. I remember when you came up, it was great. You were a splash. You put up tons of yards, Pro Bowler all the time. Offensive Rookie of the Year, I think.
Yeah.
You did it all. They give out those awards the other night. You remember that when you got all those awards?
Yeah.
You like that, or you can care less now?
Nah, you love getting those awards because you need those accolades when it's time for a Hall of Fame.
Do you think you get off selling cribs as much as you did playing the NFL?
No.
It doesn't get you off.
Nah, it ain't
so you're still missing that piece in your heart.
Sometimes.
Do you ever just run over any family members or anything, or dodge an ottoman or a sofa, dive over a bed?
Nah, my kids play, so I be out there training with them.
How's your body?
It's all right.
After all that beating?
It's good.
And the mind? You didn't take too many headshots?
It's good.
Smoke weed, son. Stay focused. Hey, look, I love you. It's great to meet you. You're a badass. I loved watching you play.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking time out of your day with all this chaos to come over and spend some time with us and chill on for all Coast to Coast. It's a pleasure to meet you. Continued success. All the best to you and your family. Mm. Keep selling fat cribs. Hey, so when I come to Disney World, which I never will because that place sucks money out of you like a Dyson vacuum, I'll call you. I'll come down there just to golf, and I'll stay in one of your pads.
Yeah.
My man, it's great to meet you. Chris Johnson, rock star status on C2C. We're loving life in Sin City.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So last year we had Donovan McNabb on in Phoenix at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And then when they said, hey, Pharrell, do you want to interview Donovan McNabb again? I said, of course, because I don't remember anything I asked him. I can't remember last week.
Hey, that's all right, baby. That's all right. We focus on the now.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember because they showed all these pictures of you and I together on their, you know, they do all the TV network shows flashes from last year to year before.
Right.
I think we were in L.A. the year before that. And then what do you think of this place? Like, so I got to be honest. I've been to and I lost my little sponge. There it is for the mic, but hopefully it'll still work. Now, I'm already painful enough to listen to. but without the sponge pillow, I think I'm even worse. So Vegas, like we've had this conversation before on the show about where it is, where they have it, where we've been. I've been to 30 of these in a row. I've been to 15 Super Bowls. And then we never had one in Vegas, but we had the draft here, right? So when we had the draft here, we did the whole draft, and it was amazing. We did it from the MGM, and it was crazy, and the place was packed, and it was lit. I've been to NCAA tournament games here, conference tournament games here, hockey games here, fights here, boxing, UFC. I've been to everything here. But how do you compare this scene to the other Super Bowls you've been to? Vegas, obviously it'll be jumping at Allegiant Sunday night, but how do you compare this scene at the Mandalay Bay where the fishes fly to the other ones? Are they just all Groundhog's Day?
It's almost all Groundhog's Day, because it really doesn't matter of the venue, especially when it comes to here being a media row. We've seen this before. It doesn't matter where the location is. Right. Now, when you get outside, that's the issue, because of so many resorts and so many parties and so many gatherings, it's trying to get to those particular places, and it's just a small window on the strip to try to get there.
Right.
So we're talking about traffic. And so
it's crazy.
The good thing about it is you can just walk up and down the strip and you'll run into anybody.
Right.
Because nobody wants to get in the cab, because you won't be able to move.
Right.
And so you might as well walk. But I will say, as far as this being in Vegas, now we talked about the draft being here and how that kind of changed.
Right.
Now we're talking millions of people coming in town.
Right.
If they're not here for vacation, they're here for the Super Bowl.
And every room's gone, and they're gambling, and they're drinking, and they're eating, and it's like a hot dog's $60.
Exactly.
A beer's $20. A rum's $25. It's crazy. But, you know, when I came in here, somebody asked me the other day, what's it like compared to when you used to do it back in the day? Because I've been to so many because I'm old.
Right.
But the difference is that, like, it used to just be radio tables and radio dorks doing crappy radio shows. And now it's got every podcaster in the world's here.
Right.
Every podcast is here. Every TV network is here. There are more lights. Look at out there, the bright lights. You know what those lights are for? Those are for television. They're streaming networks. Our streaming network's here right now. We're in 150 million homes right now.
And we look good.
We do look good. You look fantastic, I got to say. And this is my Brooks Brothers. I look clean with this on today, too. You got to feel me. But it's so different. And, like, it went from being dorks to being makeup, lights, camera, fame.
Right. Right.
Fortune, who's got the most money? I see famous people doing tours, and they have handlers, camera crews follow them, and I'm cheesed out. I really am. I'm like, if you're walking around with 40 people holding your suit and your lapel and your makeup and your camera and your sunglasses, I want to punch you in the face.
It's amazing now with the new media. It's amazing now with everyone streaming their own stuff, Instagram Live, or they got their own little YouTube.
Everyone's
channel.
Got a show. My dog.
Everybody has something, and it's amazing to me. Like you walk around here, and like you said, it's like 10 to 12 people with one person, and it's like, what is your job? Like, what are you doing? Like, are you related to him? Like,
nobbing him.
Yeah, exactly.
They're like lap dogs.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I got to go to the bathroom. Hey, we're all like going to the bathroom.
You rolled in, like, you're one of the greatest ever, and you rolled in on your own, which is all, that's what I'm Gandhi on. I'm like, this guy just comes in, he's a normal guy.
I just wave my hand, hey, how you going?
But you know
going?
What's weird about it is, and I'm not trying to play you here, is that I read these stories. People still taking shots at you, and it's amazing to me, like, honestly, like, you were incredible, you're unbelievable, you have every record ever in Philly, and there's still this guy Samuel shredding you, can't stop talking about you. Don't you just want to go to bed at night without people talking bad about you, and can I have a dinner and a drink and just lay down and rest, and you got all these fools talking about you? Now, he was a great player, but why is he talking bad about you?
Because it's
honestly, like, I read it and I was like,
because it's clicked.
That was this week.
It's clicks.
This week, like
it's clicks. It's attention, and people don't realize that it makes them look bad. And so you're talking
bad.
About you haven't played with me in 15 years, and you're talking about something so-called something that don't matter.
It don't matter.
And it has no meaning. And it's funny when I heard about it, I laughed because it's like another person bring my name up to get attention.
But it's so crazy that they waste their time. I just sit there reading it and I thought because to myself, because he was a badass.
Exactly. But the whole thing is like
it made him look like a weak ass.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, honestly, I read it. It was this week. I'm like, bro, that was 20 years ago. No one cares.
And I just
remember your greatness from college through the NFL. And then you got some dude talking about you, like, who decided to bring that up at breakfast? Like, I'm in the now. I mean, honestly, I read it.
The question is, why didn't he win in Philly, being Andy? And it's like, well, you know, thank you. Okay,
that's
we didn't win
did
a Super
was
Bowl.
Win.
Well, it's like
only one team
so
wins.
So the first person you bring up is me. It's like, did you do what you were supposed to do?
You have every record in that organization.
Hey.
Every record.
Hey.
Literally every record.
You asked, do I wake up and go to sleep in the morning?
How about them this year watching? So you got every record. And then they say, this kid, I think he's great, Hurts. I think he's a great talent and everything else. He ain't you. He got a long way to go to be you. That's all there is to it. I mean, he got years to catch up to
it's
you.
It's going
to
take some time.
It's going to take some time. But they went down the drain like vomit after a Vegas hangover when they were up 10-1. They were 10-1, mm-hmm. And they melted. Like, I mean, honestly, they vomited all over themselves. I have never seen that franchise go in a window that quickly down the toilet. I mean, they lost every game. Then they kept the coach.
Well,
I don't blame him.
I said that Nick Sirianni should stay.
Fair enough.
I didn't say that they needed to fire their coordinator.
Fire everybody else.
Exactly.
That's not cool.
And then I said the guy that should be on the hot seat, and I'm not calling him out because I know Howie very well, and I'm not.
He's good.
Howie should have been more under the hot seat, but they point like everything went to Nick Sirianni because the talent that they brought in. The draft picks they haven't hit on consistently.
But when they went to the Super Bowl last year, Howie on a week-to-week basis was nailing every player he needed to get in every spot. Every job was filled the right way, and they were loaded like a gun, and they were good to go, made it to the Super Bowl and lost. This year, those same phone calls to make those same deals to get the same type of player to fill that gap, it didn't work out. One year you're hot potato, the next year you're a cold pancake.
And so,
isn't that about it?
There you go. Hey, nobody remembers yesterday. They're focusing on the now.
So, I don't remember when I talked to you last year. Where do you live now? Do you stay out there?
I'm still in Phoenix.
In the Valley. So, I was just talking to Chris Johnson about it. So, you were home last year when you were at that Super Bowl.
Yes.
And you love it. My buddy lives there. He loves it.
Yes, I love it.
You love it when it's $1.15?
I don't mind because that's when we take our trips.
Yeah, that's when
we take our trips in the summer. Like, we go and we'll go to 85, 90 in humidity. Then 1.15. And so I like that fact where, hey, my kids can go swimming. They can have a good time. Right. I can sit on a patio somewhere where I know.
How old are they now?
Well, my oldest is 19. She's a sophomore in college.
My oldest is 19.
Sophomore in college.
Freshman in college.
Yeah, my twins are 15.
They might end up lovers. You never know. Same age.
Hey, you never know.
Where does she go?
She's at Syracuse. She's at Syracuse
University. Oh, she followed you?
Yeah.
And then my son went to San Diego State, but he wants to go to Indiana where I went. He wants to transfer. Like, portal, son.
That's
even
a big
students
jump.
Are doing it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I think the Mountain West is really cool, and I think the Big Ten has sex with it.
Yeah, well.
Okay, the Big Ten is
sexy right now.
The Big Ten is jumping every single school.
Yeah.
Even Rutgers. Rutgers is a little different. They have more murders there. I'm just... Did you like that one, Carver High? There's more crime in Brunswick.
Goodness.
I'm just saying. But, like, it's, you know, there's no crime in Happy Valley, in Bloomington, Indiana, in Iowa City.
Well,
there's corn.
There's a great – it's listen, Indiana's excellent. I'm from the Midwest, so I'm
you
from Chicago.
You hate Indiana because they beat Syracuse in basketball in 87 when Smart hit the shot at the Superdome to beat Boeheim and Bob Knight won his
– I wasn't
national.
There then.
I was.
You see?
And then I went shrooming on Bourbon Street. Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Don't talk about mushrooms and psychedelics, he's saying in my ear right now. But – when you were there, what was it like? Do you remember, like, it was a long time ago. Like, when I was there, I went back there 40 years later. I hadn't been back once.
Yeah.
That was a trip going back.
Well, the funny thing, I went back, and it was parents' weekend. And parents were looking, hey, it's good you came back. You coming for the football game? I'm like, nah, I'm here for parents' weekend.
For
they're
my
like,
daughter.
You got a kid that goes here? I'm like, yeah.
Does she love it?
She loves it.
And what other age are your other kids?
So my twins are 15. They're freshmen in high school.
Mine's a sophomore. I got a girl that's a sophomore. I'm a girl.
I got boy, girl. And then I have my younger son's in eighth grade.
Eighth grade?
And
so
he's 14.
Wow, so the one that's older's really got juice on the 15-year-olds and the 8th grader.
Yeah,
She's got juice.
She's running things.
She's like mama.
Yeah, she's running
things. Big sister.
Oh, yeah.
Do you find great happiness in being a dad as opposed to being a star quarterback? Like, what has brought you more fulfillment, your career of greatness or being a dad and having your daughter and your other kids say, we don't care about your football career. We just like dad.
Yeah.
What's
but,
that like?
They usually don't say that either.
Ryan started telling me to F off, the girl.
Yeah, yeah. I
kinda, if I say anything sharp to her, she's like, F off.
I don't get a call back sometimes.
Do you get nervous when they drive? I freak out.
My oldest, I've been through it enough years now, but these younger ones, I have to teach
them
how to
drive. When you get in the car and you're driving with the permit one, you know, the kids just got their permit, the girl that's the freshman or something.
Where you have that brake right in front of you, you hit that brake.
No, but you're like holding on to the thing on the side of the door and you're like, stop, watch the disaster, slow down.
Yeah.
Don't go faster. It's wet, it's slippery.
I went through that with my oldest.
Is that not the worst thing
ever? It is awful. And then she tries to tell you to relax.
Or when they get a stop sign and they go, they hit the brake stop and then they bolt through it. They don't even look left and right. They just bolt. And then, you know, when they get to the red light and they just turn, they don't even stop, they just turn. And then I'm like, oh, Jesus, sweet Jesus, help me. And then when they leave finally with the car and they don't need you anymore and they got the license and he's like, I'm taking the car later. And I had like four cars and I said, take the one you can wreck. I don't need that one. Go ahead and drive that one. And then he drives like Emerson Fittipaldi. He drives like 80. His mother drives like an animal. I drive like Grandpa Jones. I drive chilled. I don't like the popo.
Yeah.
I don't get pulled over because I don't speed.
Yeah, you go too slow. They'll still pull you over.
They'll pull you over. If you had a beer at dinner at the steakhouse, one beer, by the time they're done with you, you had 11.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't trust the popo. I don't at all. So I drive like Grandpa Jones. Listen, I love you. It's always good to see you.
Appreciate
it. I'm always rooting for you. I hope Asante Samuel gets crabs this weekend in Las Vegas. I hope he gets a rash under his right onion, and then it goes up his leg, and it's a 2.5 week. He has to take antibiotics, and he has a very itchy rash.
Oh, my goodness.
He shouldn't be talking like that. Like, of all things, like, I wake up today, and I'm like, you know, I just want breakfast and a hot cup of coffee. I got to do one more show. And this guy wakes up and he's thinking of you 15 years ago.
Hey,
that's
man.
Creepy, man. Maybe he loves you.
Oh, God.
Who knows?
Oh.
Donovan McNabb, my man at the Super Bowl 58. You're styling. Go have fun with all these other interviews that are going to suck compared to the one you just did. This one's more fun.
That is correct.
It is more fun. You got
it.
It
is. Great
time. 2 years in a row. Next year in New Orleans, you're going to go?
I'll be there.
3 in a row?
Yes, sir.
All right,
I'll
bro.
Be there.
It's good to see you. I love you.
You too.
Keep being you, bro.
You know it.
Donovan McNabb.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Carver High, you got NBA action tonight? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I guess we could try to squeeze that in while we have a couple of minutes here. We have the Hawks in Philly tonight, Scotty, against the Sixers. Hawks -3.5 on the road. 246.5 is the total tonight in Philadelphia.
I got to be honest with you. Again, for me, it's Atlanta. Philadelphia without Embiid has looked terrible, even with Maxey or without. Without, it's even worse. With him, it's average at best. They're a mess right now without him. I think they've kind of started breaking up a little bit, like into pieces. They're just not playing good ball. I'll go Atlanta again here to at least win outright on the money line, but I'd be willing to lay it.
The Wizards are in Boston tonight against the Celtics. The heavy lumber line of the night here, 17.5 for the C's, 235.5 is the total. Tatum is on the injury report, Scotty, as questionable, but let's be honest, even if he doesn't play, those other guys should be able to possibly cover this number, right?
Yeah, it's a giant number, and I want no part of that. I really don't. Yeah. I'm not laying that in any NBA game. I mean, the fourth quarter, I'll have a stroke, you know, trying to get through it, and it's like the longest yard. The fourth quarter takes an hour, and I'm sitting there, and it just keeps whittling to the number, and, you know, next thing you know, you lose the bet. I can't go through it. I'm not laying that kind of piece for anybody. Boston will win that game at home. They don't lose at home to crappy teams. They only lose at home to Denver, whoever. So, what have they lost? Two games at home the whole year? That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Houston's in Toronto tonight against the Raptors. -1.5 for the Raptors, 234.5 the total.
Well, I think Houston's going to go in and win this game. I think Toronto's a mess as well. They got, I think, 18 wins. I like Houston with those points to go into Toronto and win outright.